This is Betty Trunell speaking for the Decatur Public Library. We're continuing our oral history of Millikan University with our guest today, Mrs. Robert D. Owen, an alumna of Millikan. Mrs. Owen, what was your name when you attended Millikan?
Mary Elizabeth Stuckey.
Oh, and when did you attend?
I attended from 1934 through 1938.
Well, you've had quite a long acquaintance with Millikan then. But before we continue with your college career, maybe I could ask you about your childhood. Where did you live as a child?
Well, I lived at Harristown, which of course is just 5 or 6 miles west, well, maybe a little further from the campus. And I had had a kindergarten summer at school there. A Millikan student had given us a little kindergarten. Then I had always taken piano from my aunt, Miss Edna Childs, at the conservatory.
Here in Decatur?
At Millikan.
At Millikan.
So that I was sort of familiar with Millikan.
And were you living in Harristown when you
Yes, but I did get to go to Decatur High School because Harristown at that time was what was called a non-high school district. Mm-hmm. And so we all chose to go to Decatur.
Mm-hmm. So you were well acquainted with the town, the city, before
That's
you
true.
Came here to the college.
Right.
Well, what course did you follow at Millikan?
Well, first I'd like to tell you that I did not choose Millikan originally as my school. I had won a scholarship to the University of Illinois. But in 1934, times were so hard that my
That was during the Depression,
yes,
of course.
My parents didn't think they could pay for my room and board there, even though the tuition was paid. So it was decided that I would go to Millikan instead. And
did you live on the campus?
No.
You lived at home?
I lived at home and drove every day.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I did have a small scholarship from Mr. Grover Patton, who used to own the Purity Baking Company, I believe.
Yeah.
And his daughter was in my class, Miss Janet Patton, who is now Mrs. Ray here in town.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure you had a very fine education at Millikan. What course did you follow?
Well, I intended to be a chemistry major because I had loved chemistry in high school. But when I went to Millikan, Miss McCaslin was head of the English department. She was very well known, and I was offered a chance to be in her freshman class. She had just one, and it came the same hour as chemistry.
And you chose
So I had to make my decision.
You made it early then.
So I became an English major.
Well, I'm sure you haven't regretted it, have you?
No, because really I still read constantly, and I don't know what would have ever happened to my chemistry if I hadn't followed it.
Well, I believe you met your husband here at Millikan.
Yes, now Bob did not start when I did. Bob lived in Wisconsin when he started college and went to the University of Wisconsin one semester. Then his parents moved back to Decatur. His mother was a Gebhardt of that family. And so he came down here for the same reason that I didn't go to U of I and started Millikan. But he did go there 3.5 of the 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Were you in any of the same classes?
Well, yes. Of course, it was a very small school then. And he was also in liberal arts. And I think we may have met in a French course, but it might have been English or it might have been history because there, so many of our courses were the same. We were in many
classes
together.
Mm-hmm. But had he decided to go into law at that time?
No, he had not. He, let's see, well, we both ended up prepared to teach, but he did not go into teaching. Jobs are very hard to find. After we graduated, I was going to teach in high school. I ended up teaching in grade school. And he ended up enlisting in the Army.
Mm. Well, let's talk about your time here at Millikan when you were both students here. What was Millikan like then?
Well, physically, you'd be surprised how much it is the same. I'm struck today when I go through the halls that there is so much unchanged, although, of course, there are many more buildings now. But the main building is the same, and the front campus looks about the same, and the conservatory is very much the same. Of course, when I went there, there was much more campus, and there were tennis courts in the back, and let me see what else I can remember. Of course, the old gym was where we had all our gym things, but all the classes were in the main building. The new library, which is now the old library, let's see, I forget when it was finished, but during the time when I was there, mm-hmm. we were very impressed with that.
So you had a new library.
Yes, in the 30s. Forget when.
Well, what about the spirit or atmosphere?
Well, I thought it was very good. We really had a very good class of students. Many of our students were from Decatur, and because of the times, their parents had sent them to Millikan, like D.B. Falrath of... whose father ran the shoe store, and I already mentioned Janet Patton, and then of course there was Janet Mertz, whose father was a doctor, and there were just a lot of quite prominent people sending their children to Millikan at that time. I think it made the student group an unusual group, although mm-hmm. it was small, and our classes were not large that way. So we got to know our teachers very well. And let me see, what else can I say? There was another thing, the economic, the times. If you took religion, you had $25 taken off your tuition. So no one took philosophy. Everyone
there
took
were
religion.
Wide, big classes in religion.
Yes. And that is a vacant spot in my education, philosophy because... Mm-hmm. Everyone took religion.
But you do have a background in religion.
Yes, I've forgotten all that.
you mentioned the professors or teachers. Were there some that were especially outstanding?
Well, really, there were a lot of outstanding ones when you think back on it. Now, of course, being an English major, and I worked for Miss McCaslin at least one year that I know of, so I knew her very well, and she was quite good. And she had Miss Wood, who was related to Woods here in town, and died just, wait a minute, no, I believe she's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
She was quite good, and just both of them were good-looking women, mm-hmm. too. Then the language department, I loved Miss Blackburn, was really mm-hmm. my favorite, Miss Bonnie Blackburn.
What did she teach?
She taught French mm-hmm. and Spanish, and then Miss Ross was another French teacher, Dr. Ross, and they were both just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the history department, of course, there was Professor Mills. He was really an unusual person. Let me see if I can remember anyone else. I remember anyone else especially, mm-hmm. because those yeah. were the ones I had the most.
What about student activities? Did you take part in any of those?
Well, I didn't join a sorority until my last 2 years, but you didn't have to be a sorority member those days to have fun.
To be active on the campus.
No, because there were so many that just didn't join because of the money.
Mm-hmm.
There was a large independent group. We had a lot of fun with that before I went into a sorority. And then they had, in the fall, I think you had the mud fight, or was that in the spring?
Mud fight?
Oh, yes, I have a picture
that
of that.
That's exciting.
That was for the boys, for the men.
Oh, well, what was it, just throwing mud at each other?
No, they'd make a big mud hole in the back campus. I can't remember if it was between classes, freshmen and sophomores, or what it was. The freshmen used to have to wear beanies, uh-huh. blue beanies, I believe. Let's see. Well, I don't know, of course, he went over to the mill for a Coke or a cup of coffee. That was part of it. And it was so small then. It was sort of like a little drugstore, ice cream parlor. But let me see. Oh, I don't know. You walked over to Fairview Park.
Mm-hmm.
You played tennis.
Mm-hmm.
There just weren't as many things to do, though. There were organizations like you had to be elected to Conant Society, which was the honorary English.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one room I especially remember, and this I feel very badly about, was called the Elizabethan Study.
Oh.
Did anyone mention
No, that? I haven't heard about that.
Well, it was right next to Miss McCaslin's office, and it had been furnished by some prominent people for the university, and they'd given wonderful books. And it was all very beautifully paneled in dark wood. It was supposed to look like an English library, and it did. And it was very quiet and secluded in there, and lots of love affairs started in there.
Love of English, of course.
Oh, yes. But then when they built this new library, well, rather, our new library, they tore
you
that
mean the,
up.
Well, that was called the Gorin Library, was it? The,
yes, it
may, what library you're referring to?
Well, I believe they kept the room until they made it into the president's office.
Oh.
And then all the books were put in a dusty room at the Gorin Library. And I always wonder what happened to that beautiful library.
Oh, isn't that too bad?
Mm-hmm. It was quite a nice little place to meet. And the Conant Society met there. Then, of course, they had a French club and the gym group. See, I was on the tennis team, so that was important
to me. Yes, of course.
Really, they've had a tennis tournament at Milken there for many years. They had had them there before I went.
Even before tennis became the favorite sport it is today.
Well, you see, they still have that tennis tournament there
Very
every
good.
Year.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they have much better courts now.
What about others? Students, were there any special students you remember?
Well, most everybody was from fairly close around. I do remember one year there was a boy came from Saskatchewan, Canada. He was a redhead. He was real interesting, but I don't believe he was back the next year. In general, I would say most of them were from Illinois and fairly close. I can't remember anyone. In those days, you just didn't have foreign students in a small college.
Mm-hmm. But you feel that there was a good student body and a good feeling.
I thought it was a good student body, and I thought the faculty was really quite good. And the whole town was very proud of the college. And everyone liked going to activities.
Yeah. Did you ever take part in any plays?
No, I was never any type, anything like that.
Yeah.
And I gave up my music after I entered college. So I was not, I really didn't see anything of the conservatory after I went to college.
But you did spend 4 years and graduated here.
Right? Yes, at Milken.
Did you follow any career after your graduation?
Well,
you
yes,
said you taught for
yes,
a while.
Yes, I taught grade school for 4 years before I was married. And
here in Decatur?
No, didn't happen to be.
Where
in
did
Decatur.
You teach?
I did substitute in Decatur the first year, but I taught in Wyonette, Illinois, and in Villa Park, Illinois.
Oh. Then I know that your husband has had a very successful career as a lawyer. I wondered how that's influenced your life.
Well, he didn't become a lawyer until 10 years after he graduated from Milken because there was a war in between.
Yes, you said he had joined the Army.
And
Or was it the Army? The service?
Yes, the Army.
Mm-hmm.
The Air Corps, it was what it was called at that time. And of course, he was overseas 2 years, and we had two children before we came back to Decatur. He came back from service, and that's when he had decided to become a lawyer. When he went away, there were no thoughts of that. And
where did he get his law training?
At University of Michigan, and the reason we went there, we went looking for housing for our child we had at that time and the one coming. And we took the school with the best housing, which turned out to be the best law school in the Midwest.
Yes, Michigan is outstanding in law.
So we were there 2.5 years and then came back to Decatur intending to go to Houston, Texas to practice. But he found a job with an insurance company while we put our child in school, our oldest in school. And eventually, we began to practice here.
So you have stayed here ever since?
Yes.
Well, very good. What about your own activities? Of course, you were probably busy with your family for
quite a while. Well, yes, you see, we have 3 sons and a daughter, and when I was rearing my children, you didn't work, and I didn't ever really consider it. And then when they were gone, I didn't really care to work and didn't have to work. So I just did the usual. I did Cub Scouts, Girl Scouts.
I believe you said you've continued your studies.
Well, that's just
that's
recently.
Not always usual.
Well, that's just recently. Oh. One summer, there was no one home working to be cooked and laundered for, and they had just instituted this auditing, the alum auditing, that you can do free. So I decided I would go over and try an English class with Dr. Bach, who was head of the department that time. Very interesting man from eastern Kentucky with bright red hair and red mustache. He was our neighbor on this street, and he was really fascinating. I loved it, every minute of it. Then that fall, I decided I'd return, and I took an art history class because one son is an artist, and my son-in-law is an artist, and I wanted to know a little more about art history.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I had Mrs. Kordulak, and she is just absolutely charming and so good. And I've got each semester, nearly every semester since, that was about 6 years ago, I've either taken a history course or I started my German or some English. And I do think the faculty over there is just really very good. I haven't had a poor teacher yet. In the history department, Dr. Provan is just excellent. And I also had the former head, Dr. What is his name? Anyway, he was very good in American studies. And, of course, in the language department, Dr. Paul Merritt is just terrific.
Well, you've had an opportunity now to view students of several periods. Do you have any reaction to the students in the classes now?
Well, the main difference, I think, is the dress and their attitude toward each other. It was a privilege for us to go to school, and we wore skirts, you know, and dressy shoes, not always, but generally. And we weren't nearly as casual as they are. And we weren't, of course, we were still rather, well, conventional in our attitudes toward each other. But I do think that all the classes I've been in, the students have been very understanding and very friendly and very interested in someone who's much older than they are. It surprises me that they're really... And of course, most of the classes I've taken have been advanced classes.
But it speaks well for the students that they do.
Yes, there are very few students I've met over there that are, well... brush you off. They're really, I think they're a nice group. I think because it's such a small school and it's become quite expensive now that you just don't go to it casually anymore.
even though their appearance might be casual.
Yes, casual.
What about your children? Did they follow your and your husband's example? Go to Milligan?
Well, no. No, in fact, they all started at the University of Illinois. The second son, the third child, left the University of Illinois and came to Milliken and finished at Milliken in art under Professor Clavin.
Mm-hmm.
And he is also very wonderful. I have never had him. Of course, I'm not artistic, but he was awfully good to Dan. So we do have, I'd forgotten Dan was a graduate from there. But the youngest one ended up at Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess we just have the one.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any feelings about the future of the university?
Well, I think there's a real place for a small school with activities pretty much centered on campus for students who like to take a big part in a campus. Now, you go over to U of I, and if you mind being lost in a sea of people, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But if it bothers you, then a school like Milliken is good, and you get much more contact with your teachers, and you get better teachers sooner. Mm-hmm. And than a shy person, I think a school like Milliken would, or a talented person, because the music school is very good. And so that would also be, they say that their best fields are business and music.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I could see, they're good in every department.
They do well in the other departments,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
What about Decatur? Do you or your husband have any feelings about the future of Decatur?
Right now, it doesn't look too good. Well, I do think Decatur's lucky. It's sort of diversified.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all one industry like poor Detroit. Of course, I've always felt, having always lived in this part of the country, Midwesterners are sensible people,
mm-hmm.
common sense
mm-hmm.
people. And you don't have the far out things that happen in California and on the East Coast. I don't know. It's hard to say what's going to happen to Decatur.
At least they have some very good industries in their products here. That is the gasohol and the sweetener, corn sweetener, the corn products.
Yes, that's true. Those should be always good products. It's a very nice place to raise children, I think. But I think that young people are not attracted to it much at present. You see, our children, we have two that are practicing law now, and their father was very disappointed they didn't stay here. One is in Seattle and one is in Phoenix.
Mm, they are far apart,
yes,
away from you.
They just wanted a little more interesting place to live.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As I say, I think it's a wonderful place to raise children.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm concerned, I think the schools, when our children went through them, they were good schools.
Mm-hmm. Where is the boy who went into art? Did he make a career of art?
He's trying to. He's in Seattle also.
Uh-huh.
And then the other son is a chemistry professor.
Oh.
Mother finally got it, I guess.
Followed your ambition.
At Murray State University in Kentucky.
Yes. Well, you certainly have a successful family, and it sounds as if you've had a interesting and very productive life, very stimulating.
Well, I've produced the children. I haven't minded too much not having had a career, because as I said before, we didn't think of
times
it really.
Were different.
Mm-hmm. I could have been a good lawyer, as my daughter is, if I had gone to school. Doesn't bother me. I'm really enjoying my senior years, I guess you call it, because I've just recently taken up my tennis again.
Good, good.
And that in my classes at Milliken,
right.
I
And your needlework?
Oh, yes, my needlework.
Well, I have certainly enjoyed having you share your experiences with us, and I thank you very much for giving us this glimpse of your student days at Millikan and your life today.
I was just glad to do it for you because Millikan has given me many happy memories.
You have been listening to the reminiscences of Mrs. Robert D. Owen, Mary Elizabeth Owen, an alumna of Millikan University. This is Betty Turnell for the Decatur Public Library.